From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Artists in India say they're being subjected to the worst campaign of politically inspired censorship in years. They say that, and these are the words they use, a moral police of cultural vigilantes have targeted art, literature, and film. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi, the tension has refocused India on the case of a man many call the father of modern Indian art.
Some people compare him with Picasso. He disagrees. Over a morning cup of tea, he says only this.
I'm an Indian and a painter. That's all.
Something's missing here. This man's forgotten to mention that he, M.F. Hussein, is perhaps the biggest figure in the artistic life of one of the world's most populous nations. Others know that. Listen to Rajiv Dhawan, an author and advocate in India's Supreme Court.
If you go out on an Indian street, you will see a splurge of colour, which is just unparalleled anywhere in the world. You take all those colours and put them all in the mind of Hussein, with an element of structure in them, and you see something that is quite magnificent in his range of art.
Listen also to Indian visual artist and activist Ram Raman.
For many of us, he has been a symbol of the new India that came up after independence. Secular, modern India, you know, a culture which was shared by all. And he's been remarkable as a contemporary artist because he's one of, he's actually the only artist who has mined our mythological traditions.
Yet if you want to meet this man, you won't find him at home. These days, Hussein prefers to stay away from India, despite, says Rajiv Dhawan, the wishes of most of his countrymen.
India reveres Hussein. It is politically motivated Hindus who have decided to target him in the hope that these terribly cowardly acts that they indulge in will win them support in society and votes when it comes to voting for the right-wing Hindu parties of India.
Here's the issue. Some years back, Hussein, who's Muslim, painted some works in which Hindu deities were pictured in the nude. There was a huge outcry from hardline Hindu activists. They attacked a gallery, took out arrest warrants, and destroyed some of his works. Not long ago, they mobilized again. This time, Hussein had done a painting in which a map of India is portrayed as a semi-naked woman, an image assumed to represent sacred Mother India. The hardliners got a court order seizing Hussein's property, although this was later put on hold by the Supreme Court. Hussein's supporters point out that in India there's nothing unusual about erotic religious imagery. You can find naked figures, for example, carved in ancient temples. Ram Raman also believes the campaign against Hussein is purely political.
And the sad thing is that it's having a terrible impact on our contemporary culture, because once you unleash a campaign of hatred, as they have done, it gets very hard to pull back from it.
This demonstration in New Delhi wasn't supposed to be about M.F. Hussein, though it didn't take long for his name to come up.
I think that the whole nation has ignored completely what this man has done over the last 9 decades for Indian art.
In fact, the protest was about the treatment of a student at a prestigious art college in the western state of Gujarat, a stronghold of Hindu nationalism. The student produced an image of the Hindu deity Kali, wielding weapons and giving birth. Hindu activists were quick to pounce.
So I was sitting there and checking the papers when I heard commotion. I rushed out. By the time I came out, I was told that the student had actually been nabbed and arrested by the police. And everybody was shell-shocked.
Parul Davi Mukherjee, an art professor, says the student's work hadn't even yet gone on public display. It was part of an examination presentation. That didn't deter the authorities keeping the student behind bars for 5 days before he got bail. The debate over where to locate the boundaries of free speech is playing out on India's TV screens. It goes well beyond paintings of deities. It's also about the rise of raunchy Western-style material in India's media. Even the smallest incident can trigger outrage, as Richard Gere found out when he publicly kissed the actress Shilpa Shetty. Ashwini Mahajan is from the radical Hindu VHP organization. He's among those campaigning against M.F. Hussein.
we always try to cover our body, our own body, and at least the mother goddess, we would like to have the best of images of our mother goddess, not naked images.
Mahajan has a question about Hussein.
Why he makes naked images of mother goddess, a religion in which he doesn't believe.
These days, M.F. Hussein's works sell for millions. Sometimes he's in Dubai, sometimes New York. Today he's in London, quietly awaiting the arrival of a visitor, beside the private elevator which opens onto his Mayfair penthouse. Hussein's immaculately dressed in black cotton and, as usual, is without shoes. He doesn't look much like a man in his 92nd year. He has a shock of bright white hair, an equally white, carefully trimmed beard, and lively, twinkling eyes. He says he still paints for about 5 hours a day. The conversation turns to the campaign against him. Art, he says, is always ahead of its time. Remember the horrified reaction to the Impressionists when their works first appeared. And he adds,
mostly people are ignorant. What is the language of painting? You know, they are ignorant. So, and it's so difficult to, you know, make them aware that time will teach them.
Hussein says his intention was never to offend, but he stands firm on his right to paint what he wants.
I guess the question I'm asking is that with the religious ones...
You are driving it, I know.
And your answer, I think, is that I don't regret painting what I've painted,
I don't use the word regret. There's no such thing, as they say in love, when you love somebody, you never say sorry, because it is love which is predominates everything.
Hussein says he intends to return to India later this year to receive an award. Coming home, says the lawyer Rajiv Dhawan, may not be easy.
I think there are grave dangers in his return. He is 92 years. He has to get off at the airport. He has to then get into the car. There will be a huge crowd waiting there for him. Whether safety can be provided for him to go from his car to the court cannot be vouchsafed.
Ram Raman and many others say ultimately Hussein's return is vital for India's artists.
For the artist community here, if Hussein, who's now 92, if he dies outside our country, it's a shame that we will never overcome.
Raman and others want the Indian government to provide Hussein with protection on his arrival because of the risk he'll be attacked. Hussein's unenthusiastic about that idea.
Protection that... You go around with a bodyguard with the gun. That position I dislike. I like to be very normal and peaceful. That's all.
Of the controversy that swirled around him for years, India's foremost artist has this to say.
There is not a single line or even a dot which is done with hatred. There is no hatred in that. It is pure love.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.